Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Food and Drug Administration on Thursday proposed two new rules that would ban menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars. FDA Commissioner Robert Califf announced the new rules while testifying before a congressional subcommittee, saying that these actions are appropriate for the protection of the public health.
These proposed product standards, if finalized, would represent a public health victory, helping significantly reduce youth initiation and increase the chances that current smokers quit.
President Biden came under fire Thursday for the creation of the Disinformation Bureau, created under his Homeland Security Department. Critics are sounding the alarm, saying this is just a way for the government to police free speech online. Missouri Senator Josh Hawley called the new board a disgrace that was designed to monitor all American speech. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
More troubles are taking place at Ford Motor Company.
Ford is slashing nearly 600 jobs. That includes salaried employees and contract workers in the engineering department. The automaker saying this is the latest adjustment as it shifts from building vehicles powered by internal combustion engines to focusing on electric vehicles. The CEO saying the company needs totally different talent in an effort to restructure.
Accusing the country's largest oil and gas companies of a half-century campaign of deception, California Attorney General Rob Bonta opened an investigation Thursday into the possible role the companies played promoting the idea that plastics could be recycled. The Attorney General said the fossil fuel industry benefited financially from the misleading statements. In a reply, ExxonMobil said it rejects the allegations made by the California Attorney General and highlighted that it is the first company to use what is referred to as an advanced recycling technology, USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Former President Barack Obama gave a speech with the Stanford Cyber Policy Center where he called for more government control over the information you are allowed to see. Obama said government control is what's needed to protect democracy.
All of us have an opportunity to do what America has always done at our best, which is to recognize that even when the source code is working, the status quo isn't, and we can build something better together. This is an opportunity. It's a chance that we should welcome for governments to take on a big, important problem and prove that democracy and innovation can coexist. It's a chance for companies to do the right thing. You'll still make money, but you'll feel better. It's a chance for employees of those companies to push them to do the right thing. Because you've seen what's out there and you want to feel better. It's a chance for journalists and their supporters to figure out how do we adapt old institutions and those core values that made those institutions valuable, how do we adapt that to a new age?
Soon after President Obama's speech, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton with her own disinformation problems, also commented, "Online information needs to be regulated in order for governments to fight alleged disinformation." Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. You know, more and more these days, admittedly, I got to tell you, God has been impressing on me something that, you know, I've been around most of my life, and I was very blessed to be part of you know, 9 kids and a family, a loving mother and father. And in many ways, I guess as kids, we may have taken it for granted. But as we observed society and saw what was happening in the dismantling of the family right before our eyes, we were wondering, okay, what's going on? And, you know, and going through this process decades later, I look back and again, you know, as I find myself calling America back to first principles, that there needs to be this return to these foundational principles when things went well. Because I think you look at our society today, and it is really quite adrift, as G.K. Chesterton would say. In fact, he said brilliantly, the disintegration of rational society started in the drift from the hearth and the family. He said this back in 1933, and he said the solution must be a drift back. And more than ever, I would agree with that statement. And we've got David Ahlquist with us. He's his new book, The Story of the Family. G.K. Chesterton on the only state that creates and loves its own citizens. What a powerful statement, especially today with the culture in shambles that it is. Dale, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, thank you for inviting me. It's a great blessing. God bless you.
Well, God bless you. We're so off base here. And I've often talked in terms of business, you know, much less, in life and in politics. But anytime, you know, an organization is not doing what it's supposed to do or what it was designed to do, and especially if it was at one point, it was functioning correctly, but it's got off course, it requires, a visionary. A strong leader to come in to say, wait a minute, let's hit the brakes on this and let's go back. Let's retrace our steps and find out where we lost our way. And this book, I believe, does that for us, Dale, because it really brings into question, you know, the history and, you know, and you look at it compared to where we are today and you go, wow, G.K. Chesterton, he had it. He saw this quickly. The Catholic Church, I would say, saw this as well. I think the Catholic Church, in retrospect, I'm not blaming the Church or the Pontiff, could have done a better job in communicating, you know, the dangers that were ahead. But here we are, nonetheless. We're reaping what we have sown. And thank you, Dale, for presenting this book, because for those who will read this, it will cause them to retrace their steps and say, where did we lose our way?
Well, G.K. Chesterton was no question a prophet, and he saw it all coming. It's amazing. He was writing all this stuff 100 years ago and absolutely perceived that not only is the family and is and has to be the foundation of society, the basic unit of society, but he saw all the things that were starting to attack the family. And when you read him now, you just are convinced he's writing to now. He's writing today and not 100 years ago.
Exactly.
So on the ball on this.
Well, it's absolutely timeless, because what does God say? I mean, what does God say about the family?
Well, Chester's, one of his great lines is the Christianity has always been a domestic religion because it starts with the Holy Family, right?
Our
the foundation of our faith is with a family. It's you know, the Son of God comes into a human family, and the Mother of God is a human, and the father figure, Joseph, the most unsung of all the heroes of that troika, is the model for the protector and the provider and the educator and the pillar of faith that the father has to be.
You know, when I look back and how the current family evolved, Dale, it's we moved away from the idea that the parents were serving the children. And our culture moved into, look, it's all about me. It's all about having it our way. And all this was a dangerous slope on which we slid into. And here we are today, abortion running rampant, the family in disarray, children abandoned to gangs, you know, to go out there and figure it out on their own. I mean, we're reaping what we've sown, and this is all the things that G.K. Chesterton had warned us about.
Yeah, and you know, the way I laid out the book was, you know, identifying, of course, the fundamental principles of the family, and then showing how Chesterton saw the very things that were attacking the family. So you start out, there's the home and there's the world. There's all the forces that are against the family come from outside the home. And then, you know, the attack on marriage is the next thing, with through divorce and through cohabitation and getting away from the fundamental relationship between man and woman, which is man and wife. And that the purpose of that is...
Yeah.
To create, it's the only, you know, you say, the only state that creates and loves its own citizens. But we've attacked the marital act and separated sex from birth, and so we have contraception, we have abortion, we have all these strange things that are interfering with the normal. We find ourselves having to defend the normal, and then I think the more surprising chapters in the book are things that a lot of Catholics don't think about, and I think Chesterton was especially prophetic. The two forces that really undermine the family are public education and the workplace, the commercial world. We have made the job more important than the home, and we've made it think that the real world or the real life happens outside the home, and it's just the opposite. Everything about the workplace should be nurturing and supporting the home. The home still has to be the centerpiece of our lives.
And no surprise that as a result of relying on public education, we have a school system now that's run amok that says the parents should be disjoined from any kind of responsibility for the education of their children, right?
Yeah,
no big surprise here.
Amazing, yeah. And how quickly that happened. But, you know, G.K. Chesterton warned, he says, when we put the state in charge of educating our children, we gave the state more power than it's ever had in all of human history. And this is because, remember, public education is a relatively new thing in the history of the world. And
exactly.
That giving that... taking that responsibility away from the parents, putting it in the hands of the state, has been so completely destructive. It used to be that when a parent turned their child over to a teacher to teach them, it was a sacred act. You know, that teacher is
exactly. I'll tell you what, we've got to go to break, Dale. Let's pick it up from there when we come back. More from Dale Alquist after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Hey, welcome back. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Bill Martinez here, Bill Martinez Live, or BillMartinezShow.com. Either one will get you to the website and give you all the information you need to know, and also the entire archive of these great guests that we have on the show to talk about these topics that are so important. And this one, of course, is the story of the family with Dale Alquist, G.K. Chesterton, on the only state that creates and loves its own citizens. When you think about God's plan for the home and the family and how critical that was,
that this was so pivotal. And guess what? The antithetical forces that did not want the success of the American experiment to be realized. And from day one, you had these antithetical forces. And as Dale was talking about, you had a public school. How public school came into being. And, Chesterton was writing about this in 1933. And even before, as he saw what was coming with the public school system. And public schools have been around for what? Maybe about 30 years at that point, Dale. And so he saw very quickly and quite clearly that this was going to be a threat, and it was going to affect the solidity of home.
Yeah, as Chesterton was saying, that the parent is supposed to be the one responsible for education. When they give the teacher the permission and the sacred duty to be in loco parentis, in the place of the parent, that's all done by the authority of the parent, and the teacher is supposed to be representing the parent. But that has been totally lost as we have driven a wedge between parent and child, and the public schools are teaching things absolutely contrary to what the parent would want to talk to them. And there's just no way that we should be supporting an institution like that is completely undermining the family.
Well, without a doubt. I mean, as you said, this is a sacred trust. I'm insuring you with the life, the future of my child. And all of a sudden now you're going to come up with an idea that's contrarian to my own belief that has nothing to do with reading, writing, and arithmetic. You know, how
One
dare
of the
you?
Great things, yeah. Chesterton said this in 1910, Bill. He said, "The problem in our public schools today is that the students are exposed to educational theories that are younger than they are." And that was in 1910. So, it's the oldest thing that should be taught to the children. Education simply means truth in the state of transmission. It's passing truth from one generation to the next. But instead, we're teaching fads and fashions and the latest and the new. We're just experimenting on our children. And, the great thing about Chesterton, he saw it coming, but he also saw the solution. The solution is get back to the principal role of the family.
Exactly. Well, and that's what we say. This is what good leadership does. It sees when you run adrift and say, well, stop. Let's go. Let's go back. And let's remember the old days. And I call them first principles. Let's go back to first principles. Hit the reset button. But meanwhile, we're many miles away from where we've lost sight of our reason to exist. And we've created a lot of problems here now in our society. And without God, I don't know how we can, we can get there, Dale, because we've messed up so badly and we're so ingrained in seeing things according to our own eyes. We don't want to let go of our own ideology, and we're going to go down with the ship here.
Well, there's only two ways to go. It's to continue on the path we're on and go down in the nice fiery ball of destruction, or we turn around and get back on the right path. And Chesterton, as a good prophet, is never saying this is the only way this is going to end is in total destruction. The prophet is saying, if you stay on this road, that's what the end of the road looks like. But the prophet is always telling you to turn around, repent. There's always a way to get back on the right way. And, that's the whole message of our faith, is that it's never too late to repent. We can always turn around. We can always find God's grace and always get that renewal. And the family is always, every time a baby is born, it is God saying, yeah, there's still hope for the world because here's another baby.
Exactly. Here's a new seedling and a chance, as some parents would say, even from one child to the next. Maybe I might do a better job with this one. God in his redemptive mode. Right. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, Chesterton has this wonderful stuff about babies, and they really do give you this sense of hope. But he says, when you look into the eyes of a 3-month-old child, what you're seeing is astonishment at the universe. because the whole world, in effect, has been created all over again, Chesterton says, because there's a new set of eyes looking at the sun and looking at the moon, and that's just as if God has created a new sun and a new moon when he creates a new soul to appreciate it.
Wow. Wow. Very well said. We love Chesterton. We love his expressions, and we love that he was sanctified. You know, God had set him apart, for a people, not only his contemporaries, but here it is, you know, all these years later that we're seeing his wisdom at a time. I mean, it's interesting that your book would come out at this time and remind us of these things. In fact, I had to pause there for a moment when I was, you know, reading the book and realizing the impact that birth control had on our society. And he saw this. He saw what was going to happen, right?
Yeah, he said, you know, it would lead to abortion, first of all. He called that, but also lead to sexual perversion. It would lead to divorce. It would lead to the abuse of women. He says the moment that sex ceases to be a servant, it becomes a tyrant.
Wow. I mean, that's the Salem moment that you pause on. because that is, it's exactly where we are right now, Dale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, you know, sex has become a tyrant. I mean, to such a degree, here we are. I mean, even within the boundaries of our own country, a free America, allegedly, and we are open to sex trafficking. At levels that are incomprehensible. Go ahead.
Just because we've lost what the purpose of sex is. It's the marital act. It's for creating children. It's the love of a man and a woman who have given their lives to each other, and the natural result of love is that the Word becomes flesh. Love is incarnate, and that's where we all come from. We've all come from an act of love between our parents, right? When we lose that sacredness of it, the devil will do everything to ruin it. And we have to defend, we finally see that the normal itself is under attack, and we have to defend the normal.
Yeah. No, that's exactly right. And I like how you put that, is that, it's kind of like we've been saying that the truth is no longer a defense. The truth has become an offense in this culture.
Yes. It has become an offense. But Chesterton says, when the family is attacked, we have to attack the things that are attacking it.
Amen. Exactly. Here we are. We've been so laissez-faire about it, and look where we sit today. I mean, the current state of affairs in our family, our marriages, what's happening with our kids. Wow, you know, it is really scary to think, as bad as we are right now, if we don't right the ship, what's for the future of the next generation, Dale?
Well, it all starts at the local level, Bill. We have to start by taking care of things directly around us. There's no top-down solutions. This is a grassroots movement to turn things around. But we can start by rescuing our children from the public schools and making sure we're nurturing their faith and their minds around the hearth and the home.
Exactly. About 40 seconds left here, Dale. You're exactly right. It's like any revival. Go and be a revival of one. You know, just go and ignite those flames and come back to a God who says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, that pray, turn away from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and heal their land. And that invitation and that encouragement awaits us even at this very moment, doesn't it, Dale?
Always. That's always the hope.
Dale Ahlquist, you're awesome. Thank you so much for being with us. Take care. God bless.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level
affordable rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Food and Drug Administration on Thursday proposed two new rules that would ban menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars. FDA Commissioner Robert Califf announced the new rules while testifying before a congressional subcommittee, saying that these actions are appropriate for the protection of the public health.
These proposed product standards, if finalized, would represent a public health victory, helping significantly reduce youth initiation and increase the chances of current smokers quit.
President Biden came under fire Thursday for the creation of the Disinformation Bureau, created under his Homeland Security Department. Critics are sounding the alarm, saying this is just a way for the government to police free speech online. Missouri Senator Josh Hawley called the new board a disgrace that was designed to monitor all American speech. USA Radio News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and we're going to join up with Lieutenant Colonel retired Sergeant Sangari in just a moment, talking about the agendas that are flying about, and this is very confusing because most Americans, and especially those of us who have served in the military, believe in defending our Constitution. We took a vow, each of us, and that vow and that pledge is valid until the day we die, to defend our national security against enemies foreign and domestic. That continues, okay? And we're going through life and thinking that's the way it is, even though we've heard warnings from the likes of former President Ronald Reagan, who said that the democracy doesn't pass in the bloodstream. This is something that has to be passed on from one generation to the next. So, in other words, the responsibility to teach the next generation the values of a democracy and the history of our country is up to us. But meanwhile, what we're not seeing is what is happening in the shadows, the desire of a globalist movement that just didn't start just yesterday. I mean, this is going on from day one. And you got to know, even from the early beginnings of this great American idea that we're antithetical forces. It's not like everybody raised their hand and said, oh, hey, 1,000%, we got 1,000%, everybody's in. You know, it didn't happen that way. You still had people saying, look, we're still loyal to the king. That dynamic was still going on. And then meanwhile, you had communist forces that were alive and well who had a different theory. And that is to do something of a collective nature where people didn't own property. The very thing that our Constitution ensures, they were absolutely antithetical for. They did not see any future for any American dream. Their dream is everybody under control. Well, during the years of the Obama administration, Susan Rice, Hillary Clinton, and then Vice President Joe Biden, they chose to mirror the Chinese Communist Party inspired global reset plan titled The New Model
of power relations. Now, this geostrategic plan promoted a new highly polarized world divided into three spheres of influence controlled by China, Europe, and America. Okay, now think about that. So the question is this what's in play geopolitically today? Is this what's confusing, particularly Americans? Because we're going forward thinking everything is still about this democratic constitutional republic. And let me tell you, these power forces, these elites that have been running our country, have abandoned that vision. Sergeant Sangari is with us now. Sergeant, did I kind of frame that correctly?
It's good to be here, Bill. Actually, you framed it perfectly. You know, it was Thomas Jefferson who later in his life asked the question, is my country the better for my having lived at all? Here's an individual, one of the founding fathers, who was the president of the United States. And the fact that he was asking, is my country better for me having lived at all, is where all citizens should be looking at themselves, regardless of if they're politicians or just the regular citizen who only does nothing more than go in and vote, which is very important for our republic to survive. And I think that...
Yeah, if I can interrupt you, forgive me, because this really needs, and I keep wanting to bring this forward, and it's the three most important words in our Constitution, we the people, okay? We the people. We are the power structure. We are essentially, if you want to put it in class, the ruling class of America. This was the design of the founding fathers. But there's something about our humanity and the foibles in which we live and embrace is sometimes we just can't help ourselves. And we want to, just like the children of Israel, here they are, they have God as their king, and they're not happy. They want somebody they can see and relate to. And God warns them, says, hey, look, if you do this, this is what the king's going to do. He's going to take your money, he's going to take your assets, he's going to take your family. They said, nah, that's okay, we want a real king. And so here America is blessed with this opportunity to be in authority, to, by the consent of the governed, allow this government to stand to do its bidding for the best interests of the American people, we the people. Okay? And what has happened is, like you suggested, is America has become... We the people have become apathetic, and we subordinated our ruling authority to the elites, and you have the America that we have today that is bought and sold by Ukraine, by Communist China, other antithetical forces, even Iran and the Ayatollahs, who have we've been sold out to them. And here we are, $30 trillion in debt. We're faced with inflation, record inflation right now that's hitting and coming upon us like a tsunami. And the campers aren't very happy, Sargas, because we the people, we've abandoned our post. Is that fair to say?
No, we have. The individuals are in power are not capable of even putting together a simple strategic policy for the United States. Take a look. You mentioned Ukraine. You know, yesterday, President Biden asked for another $33 billion in funding from Congress on top of the $14 billion of the taxpayer money that we have given to them in order to be able to utilize it in Ukraine. What are you going to utilize that in Ukraine for? Ukraine's not going to win a geostrategic victory for itself. It may win a strategic victory, but Ukraine's destroyed. Its people are basically... become refugees. Sons and daughters have died. Show me one building that is standing in any of the cities that Russia has been fighting in. Why wouldn't a smarter policy would have been if you had spent maybe $10 billion of that or even less than that, $10 million, and have not gone to war? You could have done that easier. But what did you do? You stood on stage. You said, you know, a minor incursion is okay. Then you went ahead and just basically gave... promises for the type of weapon systems that were going to basically do nothing more than destroy enemy armor inside of Ukraine. Today, Ukraine is aflame from one end of the east, even missiles striking the west. I said, refugees everywhere, sons and daughters that will never come back to Ukraine itself. And in the long run, what's happening is the United States is spending money and treasure there that is going to be lost. Even the Bloomberg, who was initially requested by Department of Defense, Pentagon, to have been a new advisor to Pentagon itself when it came to future tech for where the Pentagon needs to be and its military planning, and he became the basically the chair exec for the Pentagon, head of the Defense for the Innovation Board. It just turned on recently, published an article where you have individuals in the defense industry saying, look, we don't have any existing contracts on the books, and we're depleting our strategic reserve of military equipment that we're sending to Ukraine that we need to counter China. And even as we're destroying the economy of Russia, Russia and U.S. are destroying each other instead of Ukraine for what? For China to sit there and basically profit off of the oil that's getting on the cheap from Russia, and still being able to be a main advance expander both in Africa against us and also for its wants and desires against what the U.S. long-term strategic policy is. So you have to ask the question, why are our leadership making the decision to weaken us against China,
exactly,
which is a much more strategic threat for us geopolitically?
Yeah, that is the question exactly, Sargas, that we're asking, is that why did the Obama administration, just like any war, and you go on the timeline, there are things you can do well in advance to avoid war, and those things were greatly ignored. It wasn't like all of a sudden Russia one day, you know, popped up at the border. I mean, this had been building up for over at least a year, didn't it?
Yeah, it was. And we were saying, look, the Russian military is not here just to show force. They're here to invade you. And
yes.
Our politicians never understood that.
Unbelievable. We got to go to a quick break. We've got more from a retired Lieutenant Colonel Sargas Sangari. Stay with us. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Yeah, we can only hope that there still is a future for this country and for the generations to follow. That's what we're fighting for here, ladies and gentlemen. And, Klaus Schwab, the World Economic Forum, is calling for a great reset. America needs a great reset. And, and the encouraging thing about this, Sargas, is that we've already been there. We've enjoyed success. The World Economic Forum, what they're trying to come up with, they've never done before. This is still operating in the theoretical. And this is what blows my mind, is that, the power structure and the lever pullers of our government, for the sake of control and power, they're willing to forego the success and the proven, if I might say, the proven machinery and the structure of a free America that is blessed by God, that offers life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And there is no way that socialism or communism can stand in the shadow of such an incredible idea that has over 250 years of legacy and practical experience behind it. But they have control of the narrative right now. And this is why they're freaking out about Elon Musk coming in on Twitter, because no sooner do you have that than the government says, oh, well, we're going to have our ministry of disinformation. I mean, welcome to Orwell's 1984, right? Because they're freaking out that all of a sudden an aspect of social media is going to be turned back to the people, and where free speech truly that represents our First Amendment right can be reflected. And they don't want that, because they know when we're able to talk about these things openly, then they're exposed, and they are, we observe them and determine them to be exactly who they are. They're treasonous at their core, and they are not for we the people.
No, and as you mentioned earlier, and the concept of the new model of power relations, which was an article I had written in 2015, that it doesn't match what the Chinese at that time in 2012 had proposed through Wang Yi, which the Susan Rice of the world, Hillary Clinton and others tried to actualize. because you have to have the, if you're going to mirror it, you have to be able to mirror through the eyes of the Chinese Communist Party, which believes in putting everybody in the shackles. And it's very difficult for you to be able to be a partner of the CCP, not China, but the Chinese Communist Party, when you cannot convert your people to be in a position where you could support the CCP plans. And I think the biggest thing that is a pushback against the Chinese Communist proposed plan for a reset on the global stage is the American people themselves, which has led us to where we are today. It is unfortunate, but it is a reality. Vikram may have interrupted the progress, but we're well on our way here even supporting. Like I told you, when you're giving all the billions of dollars of taxpayer money for the U.S. to Ukraine to be used for weapons to destroy Ukraine itself, the Ukrainians and the Russians, knowing that you're not going to achieve a geostrategic victory overall, what are you doing besides weakening yourself to receive what the Chinese wanted anyway?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're wasting our resources, not to mention the fact that you've got the military, even though the military industrial complex will tell you they're not interested in CRT. Their eye is not on the ball. And you know this as a retired lieutenant colonel and how, the business of the military must operate. There are priorities, distinct priorities that have to do with life and death. And when you're worried about things like pronouns and critical race theory, this has little to do with military excellence, does it?
No, it doesn't, because the only thing that you need to learn is how to combat the enemy. And by the way, if you were doing your job as a military, you would have known the ability of the Russians or inability of how they can perform at the tactical level, even with their armors. And you would have been able to say, hey, the Russians are going to get defeated. They're not going to be able to roll in and just take over so quickly. So if our generals were actually studying the Russians and understood the realities of what the Russian military is, then why weren't they telling us that? Why weren't they telling us that the Russians are not going to be successful in Ukraine? Why? Because they're too worried about teaching things that have nothing to do with military planning and being able to actually achieve what we call a strategic fight at the geostrategic level to counter the ability of the Russians to even attempt to invade Ukraine. So those are the factors, you know.
Right.
So who's a general who was held liable for not providing the true information as to how badly the Russians are going to be able to perform against a Ukrainian force?
Well, the only voice that I heard bringing, you know, that reality into the conversation was General Jack Keane. He, you know, here he is with all his experiences. There's no way, you know, that you can operate four forces with all the backup that they need. He says they're spread out too much. There's no way that they can effectively execute a military plan and do so, you know, with the goal and objectives that Putin wanted to happen. I mean, he wanted this done, you know, within a week or two, right?
Yes, of course. And it was March 30th where Jack Keane's one of the TV networks stated that he did not believe that we wanted Putin to lose this war. So that's why we're providing the type of equipment that we're not going to allow. Maybe that we're going to allow tactical operational victories for the Ukrainians, even strategic, let's say. Maybe that we're going to allow that, but they were not going to allow a geostrategic victory for Ukraine.
Exactly.
And right now, Zelensky is basically stuck, having to have basically sold the future of the country either to the EU or possibly to a future Russian Republic, depending who comes along to save him in the aftermath of the war, or specifically to the Chinese, because the day after Putin had put his manifesto together, the next day, Zelensky told the Chinese, I'm going to be the bridge for Chinese conglomerates into the EU. Who are we going to have to work with in the long run? Who's sitting there winning as U.S. is expanding its resources that we've expanded our oil strategic reserve. We have expanded our weapon strategic reserves. We are looking at expanding our or utilizing our mineral strategic reserves. Once you're in that level, and the Chinese are basically gathering everything and buying all the fertilizer across the globe for themselves and are able to have access to all the minerals that you don't have, you've lost this geostrategic war against the Chinese because of the steps we're taking in Ukraine. And Zelensky in the future, his country, as he couldn't manage the peace amongst these three juggernauts, he's not going to be able to manage the war and after the war, possibly what would happen to his nation.
Exactly.
He basically owes everybody everything.
What is Taiwan thinking? What, you know, they're looking at this, and at one time they looked at America as an ally, and under the Biden administration, I got to imagine the Taiwanese are just, you know, they're beside themselves. Well, what do you think they're thinking?
Well, look, under the proposal by the Chinese as to what the global reset should have been, China was going to take Asia. That means the U.S. would have to concede Asia to China and the communist shackles, and then either the EU or Russia would dominate the nations of Europe. But in the process of that, U.S., for its part, would have to retreat within its own borders. And right now, that reset is taking place, and all the nations are outside, to include the Abraham Accord nations, from UAE to Saudi Arabia to others, are looking at the United States as not being a viable capability within their nations. All the nations in Africa, that Wagner Group, the Russian operational group that is operating out of, all voted in support of Russia during the UN vote. So if you're Taiwan and you realize that, you know, China's already inside of Taiwan, they've already disbanded some of the free press, major press that was against the Chinese. You know that all the chip technology is sitting there as a backdoor to the Chinese Communist Party through American companies, unfortunately. They pretty much own Taiwan anyway. Whether or not they move military-wise into Taiwan and they can have that capability within a year and a half is a matter of just time. And
Sargis, we've got less than a minute, 45 seconds. What do our open borders have anything to do with this?
Yes, your borders have a lot to do with it. Take a look at who's coming through the Daring Gap. There's actually, I just did a discussion with Michael Young, premier combat correspondent for the United States, who was in the Daring Gap. And there is a basing that is there in Panama that has been paid for through U.S. dollars to make it easier for those so-called individuals that are coming through the gap to be able to survive. But actually, you're giving a basing just prior to them moving into the United States. And
unbelievable. Sargis, we have to continue the conversation. Thank you for being with us. Sargis Sangari right here.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.